The Holy Gospel according to Luke. On the first day of the week, at early dawn, the women came to the tomb taking the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping in and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Please be seated. Grace and peace to you all from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior. Christ is risen.
He is risen
indeed. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Good and gracious Lord, may the words from my lips and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you as we go about our day, this week and always. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. I came across a t-shirt that says, "My lifeguard walks on water." It is black and has a big red cross in the middle of it. If we recall the story about Jesus walking on water in the darkness as Jesus died on the cross on Good Friday, we can pretty much guess who is meant by that. We see lifeguards as people who will rescue us from danger when we have gone too deep into the water and are being pulled under and we cannot save ourselves. We see lifeguards as people there to keep us safe. We see lifeguards as someone who watches over us and corrects us if we make poor choices, like running around the pool or diving in shallow water or going out when the tides have a dangerous undertow. Lifeguards are there to save us if necessary. They are there by the water. When bringing our children to the pool, we find great comfort when we see them. Jesus is our lifeguard that comes to us in the waters of baptism. When we were baptized into his life, death, and resurrection from the cross. In baptism, we are claimed as God's beloved, forgiven children, made sisters and brothers in Christ, given the Holy Spirit to believe and guide us, and are called to gather around the Word, gather with God's faithful people, to live among God's faithful people, to learn about his love and grace, to work for God's justice and peace in the world, to lift one another up in times of need. Though the penalty of sin is death, Jesus, our lifeguard, rescues us from sin and death through his grace on the cross. In him, through our baptism, we all receive forgiveness of sin and are raised to new life daily when we confess our sin and trust in his grace on the cross. We are raised to new life, not to continue in sin, but to try to love God and our neighbor as Jesus loves us. It is a daily walk with Jesus and a daily struggle with the power of sin. The good news of Easter is that Jesus has defeated the power of sin in death through his resurrection from the cross. In baptism, Jesus promises to be with us in the difficult places, the ordinary places, and the joyous mountaintops of our life. Though we are still sinners, he makes us right in the sight of God through his righteousness. We are not perfect, and we believe that we are both sinners and saints, and that God is continually conforming us to his image when we admit our sin to God. And remember that we are washed clean of that sin in the waters of baptism through the promise of the word. We have forgiveness through Jesus' dying, saving, suffering act on the cross. Though we all die to sin, Jesus, who died on account of our sin, gives us new life in him. Sin no longer has power over us. Jesus' grace does. That's good news. Death no longer has power over us, as Jesus overcame death by rising from the dead and in baptism promising us eternal life in him. It is not what we do, but what Jesus does that saves us. Jesus is our lifeguard, whose death and resurrection from the cross saves us from death and from sin, and promises us eternal life and new life each day in him. The Christian life does not mean that we are spared from hardships or challenges, broken hearts, illness, or death. Rather, we have the promise that our Lord and Savior will guard our life from isolation, as our Lord promises never to leave nor forsake us. He promises to help us through the valleys, to the plains, to the mountaintops, to the promised land. We are not forced to do the will of God, but we have free will, which is bound to sin. Yet through Christ, grace abounds. Thanks be to God. Though we turn to different things which we think will save us, rather than to God, when we find ourselves drowning from the choices we make, Jesus comes to us with grace and new life. He reminds us we are not our successes, we are not our belongings, we are not our relationships or our abilities. We're not our looks, we're not ours or other people's opinions about ourselves. And neither are we our shortcomings. We are not our failings, nor our sufferings, nor our illnesses. Rather, on account of Jesus, our lifeguard, we are forgiven, beloved children of God, claimed in baptism as God's very own beloved, claimed into this great family with sisters and brothers in Christ. And no, we are not perfect, but through Jesus, God sees us as perfect, and he loves us with endless love, with love with no end, with mercy that has no end. We have our hope in Jesus. We have our life in Jesus. We have a theological phrase for that. We are justified by grace through faith. In other words, we can do nothing to make ourselves righteous in God's eyes. We all fall short of the glory of God. And rather, through Jesus' sacrifice and suffering on the cross, where after he was abandoned, denied, and betrayed by his own followers, Jesus went willingly to suffer on the cross an unjust death. He offered himself up for the forgiveness of sin for all people. Jesus, our lifeguard, forgave his disciples and forgives us when we turn away from him, when we go our own way and don't follow him. It is his great love and grace that gives us new life in him, where we are freed from sin and death to love our neighbors as ourselves. Through him and the Holy Spirit, we are called to gather as the body of Christ for the world, to worship God, and through his grace, when we receive his body and blood in with and under the bread and the wine in Holy Communion, a free gift of Jesus. Through the mystery of our faith, we are redeemed, restored, and renewed, and sent out into the world to share that grace with others, to love our neighbor as ourselves, to work for justice and peace in the world, and to proclaim Christ crucified and risen in word and deed. Every Sunday is a mini Easter, where we proclaim Jesus Christ crucified and risen for the forgiveness of sin. It's a time where we can find healing for our brokenness, hope for our despair, meaning and purpose for our life, when we hear the word and receive the sacrament of Holy Communion, where we are reminded of our baptismal promises that sin and death do not have the final victory, but Jesus crucified and risen does. That love conquers death, and grace conquers our sin. We are not alone, and we are all called to something greater than ourselves. That in our doubt, all we need is faith the size of a mustard seed, and we can trust that God's grace is sufficient for us. Easter is the day we celebrate Jesus' resurrection from death on the cross. While the world celebrates with Easter egg hunts and Easter bunnies, ham and lamb, all good things that add to our celebration, we celebrate around the table that is our Lord's table, where our lifeguard welcomes all people to receive his body and blood, in with and under the bread and the wine, for the forgiveness of sin. In Holy Communion, we are restored and renewed to love our neighbor as our Redeemer loves us. We receive blessing to be a blessing. Like the women who were returning with heavy hearts over the sin that took their Lord and teacher's life, our hearts are overjoyed by the news that the men in dazzling white share. Jesus Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Alleluia. Like them, may we rejoice and run to share the good news, planting seeds of faith, not worrying whether we will be believed, for in sharing, maybe they, like Peter, will come and see for themselves. Amen.